Welcome to Life Pairings, where two Canadian alcohol connoisseurs mix life events and libations.
Hello, I'm Carla Richards.
And I'm Brittany Lysing.
And this is Life Pairings. The bonus episode.
Little bonus episode. Little bonorama. This is our disaster series. Our tasteless disaster series we're doing.
Absolutely.
Because
you're not depressed enough with the life around you, let's tell you more stuff.
Hey, what about this? Does this bum you out? How about this? Yeah. This book.
Maybe it gives some perspective. Maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, this is really like the Life Pairings podcast take on when your mom was like, you know, children are starving. Your potatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is very much. We're just worry. Like, so you have COVID again. How about a volcano?
So that's what we're doing. So Brittany, again, we're doing this fun formatting. Where
this is fun
one of us presents, action. And then one of us does the drink. So,
yeah,
I'm enjoying this as maybe this is what we do for our bonusy things. Let us know.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I almost like it as like a moving forward. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's a teaser to my thought process. But I'm like, this is such a fun way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. And also, it means that one of us gets a week off. Well, a month off, I guess.
Yeah,
since these are monthly. We are a little late this month. We're sorry. But it's Christmas time and.
It's Christmas and I'm lazy. I've been on the
You've
road.
Also been running around the Western provinces.
And... Oh God, I'm just going town to town, desperately trying to get COVID from everybody that has it.
Still not succeeding, Brittany. Come
Good
on.
Good grief! I know. I've truly been. In 2 months, I've been to Vancouver twice, Saskatoon five times, Fort McMurray once, and Calgary and area three or four times. Yeah. So I've searched the western part of the country to see if there is happiness anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, and.
Dismal. No. No, I've had a lot of fun. Honestly, this has been a really fun, it was sort of getting back to normal and I was having a blast. Mm-hmm. I was big crowded rooms and lots of people and lots of laughter and lots of friends and family. And so I've kind of gotten my fill. I'm almost ready for a little shutdown break.
Yeah. Well, that works out well for you.
Yeah. Potentially. But, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like a little bit of this. Yeah, we kind of got back to a bit of things. And then, you know, that's kind of me. I like a lot of stuff. And then I like to be put in isolation for 2 weeks. So,
yeah,
this is kind of
like
a natural. Yeah.
I like just total overexposure and just total like overstimulation on every part. I've been like, I was looking forward. I kept saying to myself, it was yesterday actually was my first full day off in 2 months.
Wow.
So I was like, holy Dinah. And it was so funny because I was like in absolute heaven from about 9 a.m. till about 2.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm bored. I'm going to start calling people. I was like, this day sucks. I need to, let's see what people are up to.
Yeah. I am not off work until, I don't think I'm off work ever. When you work for yourself and you work at home, you know, I'm supposed to be finishing a book right now. I'm like literally like 4 pages from finishing it. It's taking me forever because I'm also doing Christmas dinner.
Oh, it's
and cleaning
insane.
My house probably for the first time. So, I mean, we just cleaned the oven for the first time since we moved in.
I had
need to clean things when people are coming over, right?
Do you know what? That's the truth. And it's so funny because I actually just had some company leave. And I was so excited to have them, but I was like, oh my God, this place is a fucking wreck. Like, like I was just like scream cleaning. I was like, oh God. And realizing like my guest bedroom, I basically designated my guest bedroom for things I don't want to look at anymore. So just full Tupperware containers, just like things that were like. Things that you would have to like spend, you'd look at and go like, that's going to take me a week or two to organize.
Right.
And then I was in like power mode. I was like, I got to get this done. So I cleaned my entire upstairs and my office and my spare room all in under like 2 days. And I was like, oh man, this is motivation. This is like,
yeah,
I was actually pretty thrilled with myself. So I was like, man, I got to get people to stay here more often. I'd be more embarrassed of how I keep things.
So
there's our little daily update.
Yeah.
For the world to hear about.
So let's talk. Okay. So you're going to present to us
the Spanish volcano that is currently happening.
So it is
happening, but it is also potentially, they think it might be over, but I'll get into that in a few minutes here. I'll tell you a little bit where it is, what it is, and what's going on. So this is an active volcano.
We are pairing it with something called Tinto de Verano. I'll tell you later.
Tell me later. Okay. You tell me and then I'll tell you. Okay.
You have to give this some kind of format. No,
I know. This is hilarious. So it's this active volcano is currently erupting on the island of Le Palmal, which is actually spelled L-A and then P-A-L-O-M-A, which I would think would be Paloma, but it is Palmal, which took a while to figure out. Not that hard.
Picking ones for the disaster series that are in a different language.
Yeah, I know. It's like I just need people to think I'm dumb. I can't handle it. I think I can pronounce one thing. So I'm just like,
you're giving yourself a good challenge. Learning new words.
Learning an entire new language.
If you'd like to hear the rest of this episode, please check out our Patreon on www.patreon.com/lifepairings. You can join for $3 a month and you get a bonus episode once a month. Thanks, guys.